Fine. Go ahead.
But welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Right. We're girls. Girl power defeating victory since 2018. You did this to me on purpose.
I did this to you. I'm New York Times bestselling author, Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author, Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Occasionally.
The look you're giving me right now, I doubt it. But but you have to like me, Joss, because I am redoing your backyard.
I am so excited for you. I'm so excited for me because I don't have to deal with this. Like, I was looking at my front yard this morning and there's one lone, what's the yellow flower that just grows sporadically? Is that a daffodil?
Daffodils, yes.
There's one lone daffodil in my front yard. And that is really a metaphor for my gardening skills.
Plus you didn't plant it. It just grew.
It just grew. There's this expanse of what looks like just dirt because my front yard needs so much work. And then one lone sad little daffodil. That is a metaphor for my gardening skills. So I'm so excited for you to do this. I'm happy for you to do whatever you want to do. Really.
Magical words to someone like me. Yeah. So yes, I wrote a blog about Joss and my relationship over her garden and why it's such a joy to me. So
yeah,
I'm very excited. Very excited.
I am too. Excited. I don't have to do anything. I just have to kind of sit here and then magically I'll have a beautiful yard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get, you know, I get to just like burn off some energy and
Yes.
Creative gardening.
Oh, you know, I wanted to say thanks so much to all the listeners who wished me happy birthday last week on our Facebook page. It was super sweet. And one listener who I can't remember her name, I remember that her last name looked like Jurassic, which if it is Jurassic, that's awesome. She called me Jossie, and I would like to be known as Jossie for the rest of my life.
Jossie is adorable.
Isn't it?
I've never thought of that.
Nor did I.
I'm so sorry. All right. Well, let's get to work. We have a couple pretty fun letters this week. Maybe we can do two. Why don't I read the shorter one, Joss?
Great.
All right. Hello. I have a friend conundrum for you. One of my very best friends is becoming notorious for canceling on me when we make plans. She will say, let's postpone or reschedule. We usually do and we forget about it, but it's getting a bit annoying. I adore this friend. I've known her since we were both 5 years old. She's the kind of friend I would never want to lose. So when she cancels, I'm a good sport. I say, sure, each and every time. This most recent time, she canceled because someone in her class had to cancel on her, so she rescheduled her over our plans. I'm feeling hurt by this. I'm not sure what to say or do, or even if I should address this at all. It's getting tiresome. My time is important, too. I know she would agree to that sentiment. I don't think she's intentionally trying to hurt my feelings, but dang, one can only take so much. Thanks, ladies. Signed, Stift.
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 Love that.
So I think, yes, of course you should address this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the one quick conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly since she prioritized someone else over your plans.
Yeah.
That's rude.
And, you know, as a mother, we would say, you know, to our kids, like, you've already accepted an invitation. That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know, what else, what other invitations you get? You know, if you said yes to one friend, you don't say, oh, I'm sorry. You know, Lucy invited me to go on a Ferris wheel and I'd rather do that. You don't do that.
Yeah. No, that's so,
that was not classy of your friend. However, I do think you should talk about it, and you can do it in a couple different ways. You can do it humorously. Like, look, wench, postponed on me the last three times, so don't do it this time, okay?
Yeah.
Or you can say it seriously, like, I want to make sure this is a solid date for you since you've canceled the past few times.
Yeah, and do it quick like that.
Yeah,
so that it's not, you don't have to linger over it, right?
Yeah.
You just do it quick and it makes your point, which is she's canceled the last three times and that this is that you don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then it's done. And then it's done.
Yeah. But I was a little concerned when Stift said she's becoming notorious. So it sounds like this is new behavior.
Yes.
And if it is, if this is a change in the way that you usually get together, you might want to take a closer look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's a habit and she just habitually cancels, then, and that's always been the way, you know, one or two lines will do it. But if it's new, you might want to look and see if there's been something that happened. And it's something like maybe that you can identify, like ever since Amy's baby shower, you've been a little hard to get together with. Did something happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you can't pinpoint it, ask her, you know, say, hey, you know, the past 4 or 5 times we've made plans, you have canceled. And, you know, is something going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to be becoming a pattern. I have a friend who cancels at least 50% of the time.
Oh, really?
But what I've learned, you know, over the many years of our friendship is that she's the type of person who just hates to disappoint people. So mm-hmm. she always says yes. She's pretty much incapable of saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than being honest and saying like, I basically can never get together on a school night, she'll mm-hmm. say like, oh yeah, I can't wait. I would love to see you a week from Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, she'll say, I can't make it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was frustrating, you mm-hmm. know, but it was one of her few flaws as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that she said yes, because she didn't want to let me down or give me the impression she didn't want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just easier for her to cancel, saying like something came up with my kid. She had a little kid at the time, difficult marriage, 2 jobs. So I cut her some slack, you know, and we are still friends all these years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she's just not one of those friends I'm going to see often. But that being said, like, she's always available on mm-hmm. the phone. And then I had another situation with a longtime cherished friend. And she got harder to talk to mm-hmm. and see as well. And it was really troubling me, as it sounds like it's troubling you, Stift. So I finally asked her, like, is there something wrong between us? These floodgates opened, and she told me about this deeply private, personal situation she was going through. It had nothing to do with me or us. It was just painful and private. And once she told me about it, you can hear the spam callers ringing in the
yes,
house.
Yes.
Once she told me about that problem, it was wonderful, because I was able to step up as her yeah. friend and give her the support, and our friendship just grew and strengthened since then. So since you've been friends since you were 5, Stiff.
5 years old, I'm
she's
saying.
A good person, you adore her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to share your feelings, you know, because if you can't tell her how you feel, what good is the friendship?
I agree. I also think Kristen mentioned, you know, having a friend who's good on the phone, if she's postponing or rescheduling or canceling a lot, I mean, you could Zoom with her
yeah.
and still connect that way. You could still make it a phone call. If she, you know, if she's finding it hard to find the time, you know, a quick half hour Zoom just to mm-hmm. kind of keep the connection going. You could do that.
Yeah.
But I think you have known each other since you were 5. It shouldn't be a hard conversation.
It should be easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want to accuse her or confront her. You just want to like make some room to talk about it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just say friend to friend, like, hey, is something going on? We just haven't seemed to be able to get together. You've been canceling a lot. You know, is everything okay? Mm-hmm. And that will give her the opportunity to address it. If she says, no, nothing, everything is fine. It's just life happening, and she continues to cancel on you, then I think that's a red flag
mm-hmm.
that the relationship is becoming less important to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a really hard thing to acknowledge. It's very painful to realize, like, maybe your friend is outgrowing you
mm-hmm.
and you have not outgrown her.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the case, but if her behavior doesn't change after the conversation. And sometimes it's just too hard to say, look, I just don't want to see you as often as you want to see me.
Yeah, who can see that?
Maybe you can say, like, maybe we should just try to get together less frequently, like instead of once a week, once a month, instead of once a month, like every few months.
Right. Or on the phone.
Or on the Zoom. Yeah.
Right. Makes it a lot easier.
So let us know how that goes, Stift, because I think it's a very common problem. And I think women in general don't like to say things like, I just don't have time right now for this friendship. You know, can we put it on hold for a while and swing back to it after I'm done with law school or something like that?
But
you want to make sure that you're not being a doormat, but you also don't want to assume you're being a doormat because you say she's wonderful.
Right, right. So. Yeah, we all women try to be all things for everyone. So if that's what she's doing, then you need to let her know that that's really not necessary. You know, there are other ways to continue this friendship and staying in contact.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, as a veteran of many long friendships, like I too still have a friend since we were 5 years old. And, you know, at different points in our lives, we've been really, really close. Like when our daughters were born, they were born within a few months of each other. And, you know, when the kids were little, we talked all the time, and now the kids are grown and we don't talk all the time. You know, it doesn't mean that we love each other less. It just means that we don't have reason to talk as much as we did. Mm-hmm. Circumstances aren't putting us together anymore. Mm-hmm. So friendships ebb and flow, and acknowledging that and letting that happen usually helps the friendship stay alive.
Yes, 100%. I couldn't agree more.
I think we have time for another letter, don't you, Jill?
Okay. I do. We do. Okay. We have one here. Dear ladies, I've written to you before, but find myself in need of advice again. I have a group of friends, and we've been friends for decades. There are 8 of us, but one died. We're all in our 70s and 80s, and one has memory problems, so we're down to 6 for all intents and purposes. I feel like I'm very, very close with 2 members. There are other best friends in the group, but we all get along as a bigger group, too. We go away for trips, to the casinos, to lunches. We've always been there for each other. But there's one lady in the group I just can't crack. Daisy, not her real name. Daisy is kind of perfect. She has a perfectly beautiful house, decorated like she's Martha Stewart. One of her gardens has been in a magazine even. Wow, that's impressive. Hmm. Like my backyard will be.
Yes.
She never gained the old lady weight that we did. And she's definitely the most attractive and youngest of our group, though some of us were lookers back in the day. Daisy bakes her own bread, knits sweaters, and has a dozen healthy grandchildren. Her daughters live nearby and visit often. Her husband is still alive, not true for all of us. Whenever she invites us over, it's like a magazine spread or a commercial for Gracious Living. And if I'm being honest, I'll tell you, it irritates me. Perfect food, perfect flowers, perfect house, perfect decorations, perfect life. Now, I know her life isn't perfect. Her daughter-in-law is a greedy, uncouth B-word and has caused many troubles for the family, but her life is mostly perfect. I know I'm jealous of these things about Daisy, but I also really love her. She's kind and funny and smart. My problem is not so much of a problem, but here it is. She doesn't always include me. Sometimes our group has little spin-off gatherings, and I get it. I don't want to invite her to everything either. But because she's such a great hostess, and because there are only 6 of us, lately it feels hurtful when I hear from another person that Daisy has had lunch or drinks at her house. I live in the same neighborhood, so it's not like it would be inconvenient for me to come. I feel that she doesn't think I'm good enough. I don't have her sense of style, her taste, her abilities to cook and host, though I'm not a slouch in that area either. I'm the type of person who will make fun of myself for wearing a coat covered in cat hair. Daisy wouldn't be caught dead like that. Is there a way I can say to her after all these years, I'd like to be closer to her, more included? I can't see myself asking her if she truly likes me, because I believe she does. It's more like she disapproves, though she would never say anything. I know this isn't the biggest problem in the world, but it gets under my skin and makes me feel insecure, and it always has. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Cat Hair Lady. Cat Hair Lady.
I love that this is from an older woman.
Yes.
Because it proves to me, as we say, Joss, that this, the issue of female friendships starts when you're two and goes till you're dead.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that Cat Hair Lady knows this is not a big issue, but it irritates her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's thinking about it. And it makes her feel insecure after all these years.
Yeah.
I would like to go to Daisy's house for something.
I was going to say the same thing. I was also going to say that the perfectness of it all would make me feel very insecure also.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, seeing and, all that around.
We all have our strengths, right? Yeah. We all have our qualities, and they're not always the same. You know, for example, my house is always clean, and I always have fresh flowers somewhere. Right. That being said, I am a very anxious host, and I would much rather have people over for drinks than for food that I have to prepare. Right. Even like a cheese board is a little hard for me because I just feel stressed, and you know, that sense of perfection makes it hard for me to just do something casually and quick.
Yes.
Inevitably I invite my friends, as you know, Joss, over for wine or drinks, rather than dinner, because dinner is just too stressful for me. I have a friend who is much less organized and sloppier and a fantastic cook.
But are you talking about me? You're talking about me.
Right, I'm talking about you. You're an amazing cook.
Thanks.
I would much rather eat dinner at your house cooked by you than my house, even though, you know, it's small and there are clumps of dairy hair or glory hair floating around. And
Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, this dog, you could knit a coat every week with her fur. But, but you're a great cook, you know, and it's very comfortable in your house, you know, and there's no, you know, there's no, it's like not a high pressure gathering.
No,
it sounds pretty high pressure. Like you're going into a garden party.
Yeah. And you have to be dressed and look a certain way. And I kind of dread that sort of thing. Also, like going to your house for drinks because I can go in my, lately in my uniform, which is sweats, which also, are also my pajamas. Yes. So I can go and feel good about that.
And I will be wearing my pajamas as well.
Right. And so I love that. And I don't mind people coming to my house. There's always the caveat, you're welcome to come, but there's dog hair everywhere.
Yeah.
But I do love it when we go to, like, we do an Airbnb or we go to the Cape or something, and I'm able to cook for you guys. I like doing that.
That's always a highlight.
We have a friend who's an amazing hostess. And so, amazing. So, I do understand how daunting it can feel to go to someone's house and have it look like Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
And then you walk in and the food is amazing and you are wearing a coat that probably should be at the cleaners right now because it's covered in cat hair. I get it. I do. I get it.
But I think that this idea, what's really lovely in this letter is that Cat Hair Lady wants to be closer to Daisy, and she acknowledges that she's kind, smart, and funny, and that they have very different styles. So I'm going to guess, Cat Hair Lady, that the disapproval you'll feel from Daisy is not disapproval from her. It's perhaps your own self-judgment.
I was thinking the same.
Comparing yourself to her.
Right.
And, you know, it may be that Daisy has this charmed life, but it's probably not true.
Mm-hmm.
you know, maybe she's more private about her grief or disappointments in life. But no one's life is perfect, as much as it might seem that way. What I would suggest is maybe you invite her to do something just the two of you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're always in a group of six or eight, or if you're, you know, when you do things one-on-one, it's with someone else in the group, maybe Daisy is feeling the exact same way.
Yeah.
You know, that cat hair lady always goes out with dog hair lady and I'm never included.
Right. I mean, why not invite her to lunch somewhere lovely?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you both can kind of get dressed up and treat yourselves.
Or just say, like you said, you lived in the same neighborhood. Say, hey, Daisy, would you like to go for a walk? It's so gorgeous out. You know, or perhaps you look at the flowers that she has and say, you know, like, oh, you're so good at arranging flowers. Would you mind, you know, if I brought a pile of flowers from the florist over and you show me how you arrange them?
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, because if you would, it doesn't mean you have to take up floral design, but if it just sort of says, I appreciate your skill on that level and I would love to learn more about it and you. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the things about long friendships is we assume we know things about people.
Mm-hmm.
And she might be very surprised to learn that you really admire the way she can pull together a party or, you know, an outfit or something. Tell her that and maybe ask her for some advice or help. People love to be acknowledged in that way.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have a friend who always dresses so well and on a very tight budget. And I admire her so much. She always looks cool and chic. And, you know, I say like, oh my gosh, that dress is amazing. She's like, I got it for $6 on Amazon, you know, but she has the necklace or the scarf or the thing that makes it super. And I said, like, would you do a little like wardrobe overhaul with me and recommend, like, I have all these scarves. I just don't know how to wear them. I have all these necklaces. I don't know how to wear them. And give her that, let her know that you admire her. You mm-hmm. say you're jealous, but jealous is also sort of admiration.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think, you know, it sounds like she's a lovely person. It sounds like you're a lovely person. And the way to get a little closer to her is to let her know how you admire her and not just say like, oh, Daisy, you always do such a nice spread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go a little deeper.
Yeah.
Maybe write her a note and say, I was just thinking about you. And, you know, I saw you in your garden the other day and I just really admire how lovely your home is. And I love being there. And, you know, we should get together soon.
Right. I do want to circle back to this thought that cat hair lady has about Daisy disapproving of her, which I think is false and is more about your insecurity, cat hair lady, which is interesting to me because you're in your 70s or 80s and we still feel this way. Good Lord, as women. So I'm thinking that most people aren't disapproving of you. I don't believe that she's thinking of you that much. Mm-hmm. To be able to say, well, I'm not going to invite cat hair lady to my little shindig because I disapprove of her. I really don't believe that people think like that, especially mm-hmm. when they're supposed to be, you know, good friends that you've known for decades.
Yeah.
So the insecurity there is just something you might want to think about. It's a little troubling.
I wonder if, you know, you say she dresses perfectly and you're the one with the cat hair covered clothes, which I can relate to, cat and dog. If it bothers you, if you think like Daisy's looking at me and judging my outfit,
mm-hmm.
then that really says that you are not comfortable with your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case and you feel like I would like to dress more like Daisy, mm-hmm. ask her to go shopping with you.
Yeah.
Daisy, you have such a great sense of style. Would you mind helping me pick out a couple outfits? I mean, how flattering that is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And you know, or cat hair lady, embrace your cat hair, you know, and just say, you know, yeah, Daisy is all these things and I am all these other things.
Yeah.
And there's a reason we've all been friends for decades. It's because we're all high quality people who care about each other. And the cat hair on my pants does not make a difference. Because
I couldn't agree more. And I think I'm looking for it here in the letter. Wasn't there a moment where she said that she like makes fun of herself a lot? Am I thinking of a different letter?
Yeah, I'm the type of person who will make fun of myself for wearing a coat covered in cat hair. Daisy wouldn't be caught dead like that. That right. does not mean she disapproves of you.
It
might mean that she thinks it's hilarious, or she might say, gosh, I really wish I could, you know, not be as obsessed with my outfit the way cat hair lady is. It would be nice not to be so hard on myself that I always have to dress perfectly.
Right. And you sometimes know, that kind of self-deprecation comes off as vague booking. I don't know another word for it, where you say, oh, my hair, you know, you make fun of yourself in this way.
You're fishing for compliments.
But you're fishing for a compliment and people might be turned off by that. So think about that before you make those sort of funny remarks about what you're wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a person who, a couple people, and I just know like this is a habit of people, is often to even unconsciously draw attention to themselves by saying like, oh, my hair, don't even look at me, which commands you to look at their hair.
Of course.
And commands you to say, your hair looks great.
Yeah.
You know? It might be an unconscious way, that self-deprecating humor, to get reinforcement that, you know, no, you're okay just the way you are.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, look at that. Look at what it says about you. If you're feeling like I need validation from Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
The question you asked us is how can I be closer to her?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we gave you some suggestions. I would love to hear how it went if you try them, because it sounds to me like you know, in a group of friends, 8 friends, there's always going to be pairings off.
Yeah. It's a large group.
Yeah. And cat hair lady has like 2 best friends in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy is not one of them. If you want to get closer to Daisy, ask her.
Yeah.
Invite her. Include her.
Okay. Take her out to lunch, your treat for just a lovely day together.
Yep.
Why not?
And I think it would be a no fail situation. I think it would be flattering to her that you sought her out. I think she'd be pleased. I think it would accomplish your task of getting to know her a little bit better outside of the whole group dynamic, Martha Stewart party thing. And I mean, what have you got to lose?
Yeah. Nothing.
Everything to gain, nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Good luck, cat hair lady. And we like your wardrobe.
Yeah, own it. Own it.
Yeah. Joss?
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing personal problems lately?
As I was saying, I think I repressed them all.
Yeah.
So something could have happened.
Well, last night, Joss, I was killing some time between appointments, and I went to Michael's, as I often do, Michael's craft store, where I wander the aisles and generally don't buy anything, or wander the aisles and buy 100 things that I will never use.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I was coming out, I got into my car and I heard someone yelling at me. Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Oh no.
Get out of my car.
Oh no.
And I realized that Once again, I got into a stranger's car thinking it was mine.
Yeah.
Now, my car, beloved Derek Jeter, is a brown sedan.
Yes.
And I bought a brown sedan. It's like chocolate brown because I formerly had a gray car and every car was gray. And I did the same thing. I would get into people's cars thinking like, oh, that's my Hyundai. And no, it was someone's Toyota.
Right.
I'm not a car person. I can't identify a car without reading the label. So I got into the lady's car and I was actually like sitting on the seat before I swung my legs. And I was like, is that package mine? Did I get a package to the post office today? And I said,
I said to her,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Your car looks just like mine. And she just gave me this filthy look.
Because you were obviously trying to steal her car.
Trying to steal her car.
Yeah.
I can't, I have slathered Derek Jeter with bumper stickers.
Yes.
So that I can identify him, but it's only from the back. You know, I've got my kids' colleges. I've got my, you know, pride flag as support. I've got bumper stickers with Cabe and politics and stuff. But from the front, it looks like every other car. Because all the cars, once they were gray, they all went brown. So if I buy a yellow car next, then everybody's going to have yellow cars.
That's true.
World, you're just going to have to accept the fact that I might be sitting in your car in the parking lot saying, I don't remember getting this Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends.
Forever.